Hi, Home Care. How can I help you?
Hello, this is Becky Callahan. I'm calling from Central Missouri area down by Lake of the Ozarks.
Mm-hmm.
My almost 94-year-old father-in-law has lived in a home that I own by himself after his wife passed away for the last several years. He has macular issues, and he recently had a hospital stay and then therapy at a local nursing home. So ultimately, he would like to be able to return home. He did have VA coming in twice a week for 5 hours at a time, but that is not going to be enough help for him at this point. I have not reached out to VA. He did have a little bit of money in the bank, and the nursing home has been doing spend down to try to get him on Medicaid. So
oh, he has Medicaid?
I said the nursing home has been doing spend down to try to get him on Medicaid.
So did they, is he now on Medicaid? Like, did they,
No, he's trying, they're trying to get him to that point where he only has the $6,000 so that he can qualify for Medicaid.
Oh, sure, okay.
So what would you recommend at this point? Does it sound feasible to try to get him back in his home? I don't want to just prolong things to the point where he's going to be home for a bit, and then, yeah, at some point he'll have to go back to probably longer, you know, more care.
We can definitely help
and
you with that.
Facility. Okay, well, he had used Phoenix Home Care in the past with VA.
Okay.
And
you weren't happy.
And we had... Well, it was hit or miss. We had two really, really terrible experiences with theft, and one with an Asian girl that became very argumentative and vocal and would not leave his home without, you know, getting confrontational every time about either politics or religion. And we had to say, that's not what she was hired for. So we found out that was, you know, not a good deal. And Phoenix didn't seem to be concerned about it in any way, shape, or form. And said that actually he was her last client with them, and they were glad to have her gone at that point. So I said, oh, okay. So, that's where we're at. I'm just kind of looking at whether he needs to possibly go to assisted living. There's some of that in the area. Where he's been has been costing around $6,500 a month. He has just basic Social Security and Railroad Retirement and VA. So he's Humana on insurance and VA. So
okay. You definitely choose a good home care, but I think you should, I'm actually putting in your information, but we can only do it with Medicaid. So maybe you call back, or we could try to maybe get you approved by Medicaid.
Right. Well, I think that's going to happen fairly quickly because he has about $1,600 a month coming in from Social Security and all. So once he has spent and paid up a couple of things like this big hospital bill from over Christmas time frame when he was actually in the hospital and, you know, a few different things and paid for the care that he's had so far in the nursing home, he's basically going to be there at that point. So I don't know how quickly they anticipate that going through, and this is the first time I've ever had to work with trying to get somebody approved, and the home acts like they're willing to, you know, do all that, yeah, to keep their private room customer of $220 a day or whatever. But I'm seeing that the care is not, I'm going to say it's about 70% of what I feel like it should be. Mostly it's weekends and evening nights and holidays and snow days when they're short of help, evidently. And I feel like you know, 45 minutes is quite a while to wait on a call button response. You know, just things like that.
Oh, okay. So, so first of all, do you want provide you a caregiver, or do you have any family member that wants to be the caregiver?
Well, either of those situations might be possible. I do own the house that he lives in. I am retired from postal service, so I'm not working full time. I do have a business that was mine and my husband's together, but I also
we can provide a caregiver. Yeah, but
I also have other people. I have a foster adopted daughter that has actually worked as a CNA and is taking training towards something in that field, medical field, with nursing home administration or something like that. So, and should graduate from that within like 6 months. So, you know, there's possibilities of like she could be available sometimes, and you know, where I wouldn't necessarily have to have somebody full time. And maybe with stepping up what the VA has, that is no cost to him, whether he's on Medicaid or Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not necessarily hospice care, but maybe palliative care, where he would have more care than what he's been getting in the past. I don't know. Mm-hmm. His actual children, since I'm just a step daughter-in-law, and my husband's passed away, so you know they're fortunate that he's had a house to live in for over 12 years, with basically just paying, basic like electric and internet and so forth, that he's been able to keep up with.
Okay, so let me ask you first, in what county do you live in? What's the zip code? To check if we're
650-35037.
Give me a second. County. What's the name of the county?
County is Morgan.
Morgan County?
Okay. Yes, Morgan.
Okay. Give me a second. Let me check it out. Yeah, okay, we do service that county. Give me a second. Just give me a second if you don't mind. Just hold one moment. Hello. Yeah, okay. Hi. So thanks for waiting. So actually I did ask and they said, okay, so I can give you my direct phone number so you can call me back when you get him approved for Medicaid and we can then help you with that. Okay.
Okay. So you don't do anything without Medicaid?
I mean, we would wish we could do, but you know, we just can't refer anyone without, when you don't have Medicaid. So we wish to help you, but when you get approved, then you can call us back, and we'll
Okay.
We'll gladly
so, what is What is that number?
Okay, 314.
Your direct number. Okay.
314-501-2511.
Okay. And your name and the name of your business is what?
So we're Deluxe Home Care.
Deluxe?
Yeah.
Gosh, I look up something in my area, like Asbury Heights, and I get referred. I get your number. So
yeah,
you're not associated with Asbury Heights, are you?
We're in Missouri. We service most counties in Missouri, so...
Right, but I want to call directly to Asbury Heights, which is a home that is just a few miles from where he's been living, and I keep getting Mom's House and a place for Mom and Deluxe Home and all these other places that are just government paid, so or referral paid or whatever. So I just want to call Asbury Heights, but oh well. So
okay.
Under your program, if a family member was able to do this, then how do you handle that? How's the pay scale or how's that work?
I don't understand your question. You want to repeat that?
What is the pay if you have a family member provide this?
Oh, sure. I think it's about like $14, $15 an hour. We could do, you know, depending, you know.
Okay. So it's 15 an hour, and then you charge the government 35 an hour or something like that. Kind of like.
I really don't know. I really don't know
yeah.
that. I wouldn't know that.
Yeah, kind of like.
Difficult.
Yeah, like Phoenix Home Care did. So, okay. Well, thank you. Bye.
Okay.